All right, welcome to the Big Guns Football Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay. Welcome you back to the 23 season of Football Talk. And today we're talking about the NFC and the predictions. We are just a couple days away from the NFL season as the Lions go to Kansas City to face off against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So I wanted to get some predictions in there and kind of throw them out there, and hopefully you like what you hear. Let's get at it. So let's talk about the NFC North right now. And again, interesting stories. Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings, and Green Bay Packers. For the Bears, there's a lot of good things to talk about. Justin Fields. He's got this guy, DJ Moore. Picked him up. Super exciting. Seen some interviews. Seen some play in the preseason. Justin Fields doesn't always have to run. How about the Detroit Lions? New running back, Jahmyr Gibbs. Also, David Montgomery coming over from the Bears. Amon St. Brown seems to be healthy for week number one against those Chiefs. Minnesota Vikings and Justin Jefferson and Kirk Cousins. Exciting there. How about the new quarterback for the Green Bay Packers? Jordan Love. Are you feeling the love? Well, I don't know. So if I was to predict who I think is going to win this division, I think it's going to be the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins, Mr. You Like That, is the guy that I think is a blue-collar, blue-chipper who gets it done. Him and Justin Jefferson have a great combination, though no Adam Thielen anymore. But that's okay. We're fine with that. You look at this team, Alexander Mattison is now the running back. Dalvin Cook is no more. This team has a lot of good ability, and I think that they are consistent enough on both sides of the ball to get it done. So I'm saying them. Now, some people are going to say the Detroit Lions should take this spot. And again, it's not far off. Dan Campbell has done a tremendous job with this team. Jared Goff, a guy who, man, I'll tell you, when he was with the Rams, I hated him. I think that the expectations and the hype train for Jared Goff was so big, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. Jared Goff came to the Lions, settled into his role, kind of went off the radar. The media kind of left him alone, and he kind of did his thing. You look at, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, a great 1-2 combination. Amon St. Brown and Jared Goff, a great, great conversation. Defensively, Aiden Hutchinson and company, I think, looks really good. We're going to see week one against the Chiefs what this team is all about. But again, I think really when you look at it, they're going to be number two. For number three, I think the Bears. Again, you look at the running back situation with Justin Fields, Kenny Herbert, and Rashawn Johnson. You look at DJ Moore. You look at Darnell Mooney. I think you have a lot of good pieces. And the Bears have to get it right. And I know there's a lot of people in the Chicago area that wanted them to get right. I think they're going in the right direction. I think they're going to be very competitive. And I think they're going to be in the mix. Barring injuries, obviously these predictions can change. We'll see if Justin Fields can be the passer as well as the runner in this league. And then the Green Bay Packers. Someone's got to be in fourth place. Sorry, guys. Green Bay Packers fans, have no fear. Jordan Love is here. Now, Jordan Love had the pleasure of standing behind Aaron Rodgers and watching him in that system. And there was a lot of dysfunction. But Jordan Love certainly learned a lot. And looking back, I think Jordan Love is going to be happy that he took the time to sit on the sidelines. He's now the starting quarterback. There's no Aaron Rodgers looking over his back. He has solidified the number one position. And the Packers will find out what Jordan Love is all about. And I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised. I even believe that I may have missed the boat when people are like, Jordan Love, breakout season. I think he might have a pretty good season. Is he going to be a world beater? No. but I think he's going to be high threes in the passing. And we'll see what happens there. Now, again, the Packers have got good running situation. Corey Dillon, Aaron Jones, Christian Watson, second year. Looks like he's going to have a good season. Luke Musgrave, the rookie, looks like a tight end that's going to get a lot of looks. Romeo Doubs, a guy who, we'll see. You know, there's talk of him. There's another guy, Jalen Reed, who they're looking at as well, that may vie for some time. So we'll see where Jordan Love throws the ball. But again, I think they're going to be in fourth place. How about the NFC South? Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wow. Well, the Falcons have got this guy, Desmond Ridder. They also got this guy named Bijan Robinson. They also have this guy named Drake London. Desmond Ridder is the straw that's going to stir the drink in that team. And if he can get the ball down the field and they can take pressure on both sides, they're going to be in pretty good shape. Carolina Panthers, you know, no longer have CMC. Here's a team that is in transition. They are definitely a team that, you know, you want to, you know, to know where they're headed. And, you know, the New Orleans Saints, again, Derek Carr or David Carr. I always forget which is it. I think it's Derek Carr. Let's just go with Derek Carr. He's the starting quarterback for the Saints. He's excited. He's no longer in the Raiders and, you know, things are looking decent. Michael Thomas, you got Kamara. Then you got the Bucs and Baker Mayfield. The Bucs. Well, no Tom Brady anymore. Tom Brady is not there, and it looks like he's not coming back. We'll see, because, you know, Tom Brady will just pop up like a hedgehog and sneak in to some NFL team, Dolphins. But we don't know. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, who do I think is going to take this division? Because I think this division is wide open. And I think that's what's really nice about this team is that there is so much, competitiveness. There's just so many questions that need to be answered. I mean, the Falcons, you know, they're a team that was always, I don't know, how do I put it? They're always around, you know, the Michael Vicks of the world and Marcus Mariota's. They were scrappy. And again, I like the Bijan Robinson situation. I like the Kyle Pitts situation, but they didn't use Kyle Pitts correctly. They didn't. And that was, you know, really problematic. And then you got the Carolina Panthers. And the Carolina Panthers have got Bryce Young. So is this Bryce Young going to be good? You know, the answer to that question remains to be seen. But you look at Miles Sanders, now the running back, and he's the lone guy, not going to be used in that Eagle situation anymore. So I think he's going to get the lion's share. This team has a lot. So if I'm going to look at this team, I'm going to say the Atlanta Falcons. And I just think that the Atlanta Falcons are going to pull it together. I think Desmond Ridder has another year under his belt. I think Bijan Robinson's going to have a big season. I think Drake London and Kyle Pitts, I think they're all going to be involved. And I think it's going to do a world of difference. I think the Carolina Panthers are going to be number two. I think Bryce Young has got a lot of work to do, but I think that this team has really good parts. And again, you look at how this team, you know, has to put it together. Again, it's transformed a lot. And that's where, when a rookie quarterback comes in, you know, he has problems. They got Adam Thielen. He's not on the Minnesota Vikings anymore. And I think that Bryce Young and Adam Thielen are going to get a really good connection. DJ Chark and Jonathan Mingo, a guy that I'm also catching some good vibes with as well. So some good receiving core. Hayden Hurst, he's a guy that flies underneath the radar, in my opinion, and gets some things done. So I think that when you look at this team, it's going to be tough sledding, but I think he can get it done. people look at the Saints and, you know, they're like, well, you know, they got Carr and you know, he's super excited and, you know, he's going to be great. I don't know if I 100% believe that, you know, it's just one of those things where he's a good quarterback, but he's not a great quarterback. And, you know, that's the problem. He is a kind of guy, in my opinion, that has flashes of brilliance. He can get the job done at times, but then he gets in his own head and there's a problem. Jameson Williams, I think, is a decent running back. Now that Alvin Kamara is suspended, he's going to have to do some heavy lifting. And you know, he's no Alvin Kamara. Chris Olave, Michael Thomas, and Rashid Shaheed. Olave and Thomas, if Thomas comes back to fruition, I mean, it'd be great. I just think some parts need to fall into place. And I think Carr is past his time. I really do, unfortunately. And a lot of people are going to have problems with that. And they're going to say that, you know, this team is, you know, not as good. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm to the point that I think that Derek Carr, David Carr, whatever Carr he is not ready to, you know, to get it done. I just don't. So I think that they're going to falter. And I think so we go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield, and you want Baker Mayfield to succeed. You definitely do. And I know that, you know, Kyle Trask, we knew he wasn't going to be the starting quarterback. We just knew it. So we'll see what Baker Mayfield does. Rashad White, the running back, pretty good. You got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Again, the health comes into play with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Baker Mayfield's inconsistencies. So I look at this team having its struggles because, again, the Buccaneers, you know, they don't have Tom Brady anymore. And, you know, it's a problem. This division is wide open, though. So Falcons and the Panthers, anybody can win this one, but I think it's going to be Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Bucks. How about the NFC East? How about them Cowboys? Dak Prescott. God help that guy because he's always underneath the microscope. The Giants. Brian Daboll's New York football Giants. How about them Eagles? And how about them Commanders? Whew. This division, the NFC East always brings it. The NFC East always has good juju. So people are like, well, of course the Eagles are going to win the division. In the eyes of Tim Robinson, are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? I don't know if I'm 100% on board with the Philadelphia Eagles taking the division. Why? New York football Giants. Danny Dimes and the New York football Giants. Yeah, I said it. I think 1 year of Jalen Hurts is not enough for me to think of it. I think Brian Daboll is a damn good coach. I think Danny Dimes proved to us that he's better than most people think he is. I think Saquon Barkley is a phenomenal running back. I think you look at this team and on both sides of the ball, they are improved. And I think they have a lot of good things going for them. Paris Campbell, Sterling Shepard, Jalen Hyatt, Darren Waller, Thibodeau is a guy that I like to see. Isaiah Simmons coming over is also big. I just think that the Giants are going to surprise some teams this year, and I think that they are going to vie for the NFC East. So we'll see. I mean, the Eagles come in at number two. I think there's a few inconsistencies on this team, and I know there's a lot of people that are like, you're crazy, but I do. Then the Commanders. Wait a minute. You're not putting the Cowboys in number three? No, I'm putting the Washington Commanders. The Washington Commanders, a.k.a. the Redskins. I am putting them there. I am all for Sam Howell, Antonio Gibson, Scary Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson. Yes, I am. I think Eric Bieniemy is going to do some wonderful things for the Washington Commanders this year. And I think Sam Howell is going to be put on notice in the NFL. They are going to see who this guy really is. And I think that this team got rid of the Dan Snyder stink. I think they're rejuvenated. I think they're excited. And I think they're ready to go. Eric Bieniemy has been beating the crap out of this team. We're hoping that it shows. And then the Cowboys. Tony Pollard is now the number one running back. No Zeke Elliott looking over his shoulder. CeeDee Lamb, still a baller. And then there's Dak. You know, Dak is kind of in the middle. He's in the mix. He's that guy. And that's okay. But I just don't believe in the Cowboys. I never have. And I just think this division is going to be a hell of a division. I think there's going to be some really great, you know, interdivision matchups. But the Cowboys, I think, round out the bottom with the Commanders edging them out. Yeah. All right, last division, NFC West. Arizona Cardinals, LA Rams, San Francisco 49ers, and those Seattle Seahawks. So who's number one? Is it the 49ers or the Seahawks? Rock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, is super relevant now. But hold the phone. I'm going to say the Seattle Seahawks take this division. Did you say the Seattle Seahawks? Yep, I said the Seattle Seahawks. Geno Smith, love the underdog story, love the comeback story. I remember when Geno Smith was playing and I was like, he still plays? Not only does he still play, but he plays damn good. Kenneth Walker, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. This team has got skills. And I think Geno Smith is the right guy for it. And Pete Carroll, I think, is a damn good coach. Kyle Shanahan's a damn good coach, too. But I think San Francisco has to deal with the elephant in the room, which is Brock Purdy and his health. And I don't know if his shoulder is right. I don't know if his health is right. We're hoping it is. This team has got a lot of good things. Elijah Mitchell, Brandon Ayuk. There's just, you know, George Kittle. But again, injuries kind of rear their ugly head. George Kittle is such a banger, and he's sometimes injured, and he's injured now. You look at how this team is. I think you're going to have some difficulties with health. So I think the San Francisco 49ers land at number two. How about number three? Sean McVay's LA Rams. Matt Stafford has fallen out of love with me. I thought that when he was with the Lions, he was a baller. When he came here, he just had an abysmal year last year. And I just think that his career is coming to a crashing end. Sure, they have Cooper Kupp. Sure, they have Cam Akers. But again, this team just seems like it's not going to be able to. It's kind of in a turning stage. And I think it needs to change over and, you know, do some things. And they're kind of in a rebuild. So I think they're going to be at number three. Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray, still hurt, going to be out for a bit. This team is in rebuild mode. You knew they were in rebuild mode when they got rid of Isaiah Simmons. And, you know, again, they have some good things. James Conner is going to get the lion's shares of running. But they have moved some players off of this team, and they are looking to the future. So I think they go into fourth place. So that's my predictions for the NFC. Hopefully you like what you heard. And let me know in the comments if you disagree. I know a lot of you probably will disagree with the comment of the San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks, which I think is going to be an interesting interdivisional type situation. I also think that the NFC East, Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants conversation is going to be muddying in the waters as well. But that's the great part about predictions. It's just like a weatherman. Cloudy with a chance of rain. Could be, might be, should be. There's also this thing called injuries. So we'll see what happens. Should be a great, fun NFL season. Hopefully you like what you heard. Talk to you soon.